Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, pairing beer and music since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Listen critically, enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Sound Opinions, and later in the show, we're going to have an exclusive performance from one of our favorite bands, X-Hex. But first, it's time for another round of Buried Treasures, which, Jim, we look forward to this segment every few weeks on the show because it gives us a chance to showcase some records that we weren't able to get to in the previous shows, maybe not getting as much mainstream attention as they should. And we're going to correct that today.
Yeah, stuff that's flying under the radar. I don't know how you do it. I always have a file folder on my desktop, and I've got, 20, 30 contenders every time we do this show.
I want to focus on a band out of the UK. The Comet is coming. It's one of multiple bands that the leader in the band, saxophonist Shabaka Hutchings, is involved in. Hutchings is making a real name for himself on the new jazz scene. He's blending elements of funk and soul and science fiction soundscape music into his soundscapes on as a jazz musician, psychedelia as well. People are talking about the Comet is Coming project as sort of like, here's the latest heir to Sun Ra. Theme of space travel is really big. The whole notion of exploring new worlds, this whole idea of science fiction,
Afrofuturism,
part of the atmospherics here. The keyboardist Dan Liebers plays a big part in that. They're creating these kind of otherworldly textures. And Hutchings, of course, a marvelous saxophonist leading the way. They had a couple of EPs out. Their 2015 debut was called Prophecy. They did get nominated for a Mercury Prize in 2016, so they're causing some action over in the UK. In the United States, they're not quite as well known. But I think that may change with this record, Trust the Life Force of the Deep Mystery, as it's called. And I love this track. It's called Summon the Fire from the Comet is Coming on Sound Opinions.
Summon the Fire by The Comet is Coming, Greg. I'm loving that. I never thought I would live to hear the answer to the question, what if Sun Ra jammed with Hawkwind? I love that.
That's good.
It's
a good combo.
I love that, right? That's what's happening there. A buried treasure is not always somebody up and new and coming. Sometimes it's somebody that's been ignored, flying under the radar for a very long time. And such is the case with the Wild Hearts. You ever heard of this band?
I have absolutely heard of them because I saw them at South by Southwest many years ago.
And
the fact that they
are
still around is kind of mind-blowing to me.
Formed in 1989 in Newcastle upon Tyne, many people have come and gone through the band always revolving around the core band leader, the founder, Ginger Wildheart, mm-hmm. a.k.a. David Walls, singer, guitarist, songwriter, and a man who's battled with many adversities in the rock and roll life. More Lemmy than Lemmy,
mm-hmm.
really, if you want to, you know, if you know what I mean. Always a sense of great humor, always a killer pop punk sensibility, very hooky, driving hard rock, though, as much in common with Thin Lizzy as the Sex Pistols. You know, so there's a new Wild Hearts album, the first, the ninth of their career, but the first since 2009. And I'm being bugged at Columbia College by my office mate, Professor Sam Weller. I'm being bugged in the rehearsal space for my band by my bass player, Louis Calvano. He like wears the Wild Hearts t-shirt to 2 out of 3 rehearsals. And then I get this email from this kid. Heartfelt, I'm 17 years old. The most important band in the world is the Wild Hearts. You've been doing Sound Opinions forever. You've never talked about the Wild Hearts. Here are the Wild Hearts. It's true. You know, just Spotify it, stream everything they've ever done. There are so many great songs. You know, in part, they have not conquered the world because Ginger has often been his own worst enemy, suffering from depression and battles with drug and alcohol excess. But damn, their catalog is wonderful. And the new album is really, really strong. It's called Renaissance Men, and this is a song called Let 'Em Go by the Wild Hearts. Let 'Em Go by the Wild Hearts. Really, Greg, every song on this new album is just killer.
Yeah, I listened to it. It's, you know, the reviews have been calling it their best in a decade plus. To me, it sounds like the Wild Hearts have always sounded, which is those big arena rock refrains. You know, they're a club band that sounds like they want to play in an arena, and it's big, and it's bold, and it's a combination of metal and punk, and what's not to like about that. The next record I want to play, Jim, is from another band from England, actually an artist from England, Brixton, South London, to be precise, goes by the name of Dave. Very unassuming kind of name.
Just Dave.
David Omaragi is his real name, and I'm probably butchering that last name. He is one of three brothers born to Nigerian parents, but as I said, was born in South London, and is still only 20 years old. Came out with 2 EPs in 2016 and 2017 that got him noticed. And now this debut album called Psychodrama is out. And it is an ambitious debut album. It is a concept album built around this notion of a therapy session. This kid going through his, you know, his issues with depression and relationship issues, domestic abuse, racial inequality. The track I'm going to play specifically addresses that issue. It caused quite a stir in England when it came out earlier this year. Basically a critique of race and racial inequality and how that is often perceived and often misperceived in the media. The whole idea that, you know, if you're a white person, you're often perceived as being innocent until proven guilty, and just the opposite if you are a person of color. He has dealt with this throughout his entire life. He's dealing with it in a very forthright manner in this song. Much of the album is sort of steeped in this similar direction. A kid going through what it feels like to be an outsider growing up in England. Black from the Psychodrama album by Dave on Sound Opinions.
Look, black is beautiful, black is excellent. Black is pain, black is joy, black is evident. It's working twice as hard as the people you know you're better than, cause you need to do double what they do so you can level them. Black is so much deeper than just African American. Our heritage been severed, you never got to experiment with family trees, cause they teach you about famine and greed and show you pictures of our fam on their knees. Tell us we used to be barbaric, we had actual queens. Black is watching child soldiers getting killed by other children, feeling sick like, oh, this could have happened to me. Your mummy watching, telling stories about your dad and your niece. The blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. The kid dies, the blacker the killer, the sweeter the news. And if he's white, you give him a chance, he's ill and confused. If he's black, he's probably armed, you see him and shoot. Look, black is growing up around the barbershop. Mummy saying stay away from trouble, you're in yard a lot. Studying for ages, appreciating the chance you got, cause black is in your blood and you ain't even got the heart to stop. Black is stepping in for your mother because your father's gone, and standing by your children when you haven't proven karma wrong. Black is doing all of the above, then going corner shopping, trying to help a lady cross the road to have her walking off. Black is growing up around your family and making it, then being forced to leave the place you love because there's hate in it. People say you fake the shit, never stayed to change the shit, but black is being jealous, you'd be dead if you had stayed in it. Black is struggling to find your history or trace the issue. You don't know the truth about your race cause they're erasing it. Black has got a sour awful flavor, here's a taste of it, but black is all I know, there ain't a thing that I would change in it.
That is Black from an artist named Dave out of the UK on Sound Opinions, one of my buried treasures.
I'm surprised you're not talking more about that the piano, the keyboards.
Well, he plays the keyboards. Thank you for mentioning that.
It's like tricky jamming with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Yeah. I mean, it was like, wow, this is really impressive.
Jim, you got another one for us?
Greg, I am a sucker for any email that begins, "Dear ex lion tamer," right? And then follows up, "I am a 16-year-old singer guitarist for this band, and Colin Newman of Wire loves us." And I'm like, all right, now that, you know, rather than like me giving them a pass, right, I'm going to be extra harsh and super critical, because thou shalt not invoke the name of Wire in vain. And damn, not only is Kingdom of Birds making fantastic, really smart, sophisticated post-punk kind of music in the realm of a Wire, they are doing it. Aza, the guitarist who wrote me, is 16, but in the band there's an 11-year-old.
Yeah, I saw that.
11 years old, Greg. Taking the name of the group from a chapter title in the book Wildwood by Colin Molloy of the Decemberists. They're also huge fans of Sloan. They're based in Toronto. If they are accomplishing as much as they have in three independent releases so far, the oldest being 16, I'm really eager to see where this group is going. The new record is called Glitz. It's an EP, and this is a track called Dotted Lines, which I just love, by Kingdom of Birds on Sound Opinions. Dotted Lines by Kingdom of Birds. I just love that group. Did I mention 11 years old? 11-year-old member of the band. Now we want to invite a friend of ours, one of our favorite DJs in the world, Ann Litt, to share two buried treasures. Ann works at KCRW out in L.A. She is a friend of the show, a friend of ours. Welcome back to Sound Opinions, Ann.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Indeed it is, and Ann, for many reasons, but you've got great taste in music, as we all know. Every time we go to South by Southwest, you always have about 17 bands to recommend. This time I ran into you for just a few minutes, and you said, you got to go next door. You got to check this band out. And I ran into Sima Funk, thanks to you, and my Afro-Cuban funk gene was blown, I have a new favorite band. So, I mean, you are a sponge for new music. How do you find it?
I have lots and lots of secret ways I find my music, and I'm not disclosing my sources.
Oh, so you talk to all your friends like we do.
Yeah, pretty much. That's pretty much. I talk to you guys. Yeah. I talk to you guys because you guys always do that with me at South by Southwest. Yeah, there you go. And I listen to Sound Opinions. So it's just one big echo chamber.
Well, you've got a couple of buried treasures for us. So, what's the first one you want to lay on us?
Well, I want to play for you Wahada, and it is a purely L.A. thing, and it is a combination of John Tejada, who's sort of the godfather of techno before techno was techno in Los Angeles, yeah, and Reggie Watts, whom you might know as James Corden's bandleader, comedian, and musician.
Yeah, that's a great couple of names there. So this is a new collaboration that they're working on? Is this the first record that they put out?
It's the first record they've put out, and my understanding is that they've probably, I think the record came out last March, and they've probably only been together maybe a year before that. And, you know, they've both known of each other. Reggie Watts, I love him because he has no boundaries in what he loves musically. His roots are in sort of funk and groove and that kind of thing. He's always been this sort of, he's had a dance sensibility, and he's always admired the work of John Tejada, who I think he was a little starstruck when he met John for the first time, because in Los Angeles, there is no... John Tejada is sort of the holy grail. He's the godfather of that whole scene. And he was into it before it was really something, I think. And mm-hmm. a lot of us, I've been playing him on the radio for years. And I play his music when I DJ. And I think a lot of us who love that scene really look at him as one of the core members of that scene. And so Reggie Watts was sort of starstruck when he met him. But then when they started making some music together after they finally got over an extended period of getting to know each other, they threw down, three songs in one day as those relationships happened. So I think it was sort of a magical collaboration. But I think the thing that I love about it, it takes these two worlds and really mixes them together in two unlikely worlds. And the result is super fun. It's a dance party. And it really was, it was on my top 10 of 2018. And it was on a lot of KCRW DJs' top 10 for 2018. It's just a record I keep going back to it now more and more and more. And so I'm glad we're spreading the gospel of Wahada to the rest of the Sound Opinions universe.
Cool beans. Let's hear Runnin' by Wahada on Sound Opinions.
That's a little bit of Runnin' from Wahada, Ann Litt's selection for a buried treasure. That is cool stuff. Electronic club music. You know what I love, Ann, about that track? Those interlocking vocal lines. It sounds like multiple overdubs. Maybe I'm missing that, but it just seems like a really cool way to use another rhythmic touch using the human voice.
Well, that's one of the things Reggie Watts really specializes in. Reggie really uses his voice in incredible ways. In fact, as a sidebar, I saw him. I was at the Sundance Film Festival, and we did a show with Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and Reggie Watts got up and sang with them, improvised with them, and he's a real vocal improviser. And so I think that's what you're referring to when you're talking about that.
Yeah, you know, and Greg is right, and you're right. That mix of human being and machine, whether it's Donna Summer or Kraftwerk, it's just always, when well done, as it is with Wahada, it's just always magical. If you have a suggestion for an album we need to hear, call and leave a message on our hotline, 888-859-1800, or find us on the Facebooks or Twitters. After a break, Greg and I will dig up some more buried treasures, and our special guest, Ann Litt, has another pick, too. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX. Back down here right now.